Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Celebrating 11 years of our good friend Michael Stoller being a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Michael, thank you for being here for 11 years. We appreciate you very much. Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Great to be with you as always.
This is 11 years you've been hanging out with us, and we appreciate you and your leadership very much. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. We're having a great visit with Michael Stoller. One of the top leadership experts on the planet, author of Fired Up or Burned Out, Connection Culture is his new book. Hey, Mike, you got a big project, a new program you're offering. I want you to give us a quick tour of it, and we'll talk about it again when you launch it in a couple of months.
Yeah, one of the challenges for us is just getting around to all the places that are interested in employee engagement. And so what we've done is we've created an e-course, and we're finishing up the test now. We'll offer it this fall, and it really takes our basic teaching, and we'll put people together who go through the course in a group online so they can interact. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're working on, and it'll be out this fall.
All right, and so you're going to tell us more about it, and we'll help you launch it later on in the fall because I want more people to know about that. Is there any place they can go find out a little bit about it now?
They could go to our company website, which is connectionculture.com.
All right, and so you got some information there on that program there. So check that out, folks, connectionculture.com. All right, Michael, let's talk about some of the other engagement steps. We talked about value. That you also have voice, feedback, help. What are those all about?
So the next one is vision. Now, that's pretty obvious. You know, do we have a vision that is inspires people? Because that pulls them together. And I think of my old boss, Chuck Schwab, Charles Schwab, who's the founder of the discount brokerage business. And Chuck's mission was to provide the most useful and ethical financial products in the world, and that inspired a lot of people. Or one of our clients is Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, and their mission is to provide the best cancer care anywhere. That inspires a lot of people. But what if your work isn't of the nature that really, really inspires people? And I call it using the Costco strategy, which Jim Sinegal, who's one of the founders of Costco, it was a mentor of Jim's, a guy named Saul Price, who used the phrase, do the right thing. And it really became kind of a rallying cry for Costco and do the right thing. This is something that any business can do, and it does inspire people. And they define do the right thing as obey the law, take care of our customers, take care of our employees, respect our suppliers, and ultimately, if we do those, it rewards our shareholders, our owners. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, when you live up to that, people want to work for a company that they feel is, you know, comprised of good people doing the right thing. And that's a source of inspiration to Costco. And let me tell you, Costco is wildly successful. You know,
well,
they
and that's,
are
they're an example
and rolling of, from a revenue and profitability standpoint.
They're an example of a company that's the anti-Wall Street approach. You know, Wall Street is the opposite. The way Wall Street looks at performance, you know, they don't care about humans. They don't care about people. They don't care about relationships. They don't care about any of that. All they care about is the 90-day conference call. What did you do? You know, did you meet the analyst projections? And that's not a way to run a sustained. That might be good for Wall Street, but it's not good for human beings. And what you're describing when you describe Costco's approach, that's the anti-Wall Street approach. That's people first, profits will come. If you take care of the people, the profits will follow.
Yeah, and you see the benefits of Costco's approach, and, you know, their retention of employees overall is 95%.
Yeah.
I mean, that's unheard of.
That's a huge thing to drop. I mean, that drops all kinds of money to the bottom line when you've got that kind of retention.
It does. Plus, they have engaged employees. And I think of when I spoke to all their managers worldwide in Seattle at their annual managers conference,
right,
I saw the third element, which is voice. You know, they showed video after video of employees on the front line who came up with ideas to improve Costco, you know, to add further automation, to better serve their members or employees. And they created videos of them. And you should have seen it, Jim. There were just people from all around the world, every size, shape, and color, who came up with ideas that they celebrated. And all these, it just was video after video after video that they were showcasing to their managers of all their warehouses to give them ideas to take back. So they were celebrating these employees' ideas and then disseminating across the system for others to copy.
Right.
And, you know, it is an impressive sight to behold just how inspired people are at Costco to think about how do we improve what we're doing so we continuously serve our customers, our members well, because they're a membership warehouse.
Mike, I've only got about 30 seconds now. I think everybody knows what feedback is. What do you mean when you say help?
Well, help is really close. It's related to feedback. And help is that we can't do it on our own. You think a world-class athlete, no one gets to that level without help, you know, without a coach or a mentor, multiple coaches. And leadership is no different. We really do need mentors. We need to be involved with other leaders. In some cases, we need maybe leadership coaches who can help us, or leadership training. You can't do it alone. If you try to do it alone, it just doesn't work. We don't see our blind spots, and we need people who can help make us better and support us in making change.
Mike, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. MichaelLeaseDollar.com is the website, folks. Thank you, Mike, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay, thanks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.